Joel, you had kind of a fun question that was posted to our website.
Yes, a fellow named Fred sent the message to moneytalk@landis.com. And here's what he asked. He said, you keep preaching diversification. It isn't diversification much like betting on all the horses in a race. You may have some winners, but after averaging in the winners, you're just treading water.
So, Fred, you remind me of my father-in-law. He likes to play the ponies. He'll go down to the valley, and he only plays the long shots. And he's just drop-dead positive his approach. He never plays the favorites. He only plays the long odds. And then occasionally he'll play the trifectas if the odds are high enough. He said it's just for children to play the favorites that he just wants to go for the winner. So, Fred, on the surface, it's so compelling to think of picking that one fast horse, of cashing in your ticket at the window and walking home with just a bag full of money. You know, Fred, here's the problem. What if you're wrong, Fred? You know, then you come home empty. You know, I'm always intrigued by the fact that I don't see a lot of nice cars at the casinos. Fred, when you look at the diversification, you know, let's jump you to the graduate school level here for a minute.
What are you doing at the casinos?
I'm just looking here. When you look at diversification, you know, the academic answer is simple to explain. That by diversifying amongst very different types of asset classes. So, Fred, we're not talking about numerical diversification here. We're talking about diversifying amongst very different asset classes. So, the best example would be that if one of them goes down, you hope that another one goes up and that levels and balances the portfolio. So at the PhD level, we talk about correlation theory, Fred. And what that means is we study how the assets move relative to one another. So we want to make sure that no matter what comes down, we look reasonably smart. The idea of diversification is primarily a risk tool. From a profit standpoint, yeah, you bet. You find that one pony that comes in first on the race, and you bet it with the high odds, and you're going to look really smart, Fred. The idea of diversification is that you want to make sure that no matter what happens, you look pretty smart. Fred, think of this. Since I started in 1975, there have been 8 major downturns in the markets. Nobody called 4 of them. Nobody. Now, plenty of us called the other 4, but none of us called 9/11, how could you, the Persian Gulf crisis, crash in 87, or the Arab embargo. Nobody forecast any of those. So, Fred, it's kind of neat to think that you can find the right horse. My father-in-law certainly thinks he can, and he's got all sorts of tricks. But, you know, he used to divide the winnings with his partner, and she liked to play the low odds. You know why they stopped dividing the money, Fred? Because she won more. And she said, no, George, I'm not doing this anymore because I'm giving you more money than you're giving back. I like your question because it's interesting on a lot of levels. But, you know, we like to spread the money out. The basic idea of diversification is you get to reduce your risk. By studying correlation theory, you can even out the bumps in the market. It's pretty hard to forecast, pretty hard to predict. Our crystal balls are kind of fuzzy, actually, Fred. So, you know, it's good to diversify amongst very different types of asset classes. When I first started doing this a number of years ago, when U.S. stocks went down almost inevitably, foreign stocks would go up. So it doesn't work that way anymore, and there's a fairly high correlation between U.S. stocks and stocks of developed markets overseas. But we still see low correlation between stocks and bonds. We still see low correlation between stocks and commodities. We still see low correlation between the large cap stocks and the small cap stocks. And I go on and on here, Fred, but there's some pretty compelling reasons to spread the money out. But I love your enthusiasm, Fred, thinking that you could bet it all on one pony and go home with a bag full of money. Hey, Fred, thanks for the question. Thanks for listening to the program.